The kitchen was small and rather cramped. There was a scrub wooden table and chairs in the middle, and Harry sat down on the edge of his seat, looking around. He had never been in a wizard house before. The clock on the wall opposite him had only one hand and no numbers at all. Written around the edge were things like, "Time to make tea," "Time to feed the chickens," and "You're late." Books were stacked three deep on the mantelpiece, books with titles like "Charm Your Own Cheese," "Enchantment in Baking," and "1 Minute Feasts, It's Magic." And unless Harry's ears were deceiving him, the old radio next to the sink had just announced that coming up was Witching Hour with the popular singing sorceress Celestina Warbeck. Mrs. Weasley was clattering around, cooking breakfast a little haphazardly, throwing dirty looks at her sons as she threw sausages into the frying pan. Every now and then she muttered things like, "Don't know what you were thinking of," and "Never would have believed it." "I don't blame you, dear," she assured Harry, tipping 8 or 9 sausages onto his plate. "Arthur and I have been worried about you, too. Just last night we were saying we'd come and get you ourselves if you hadn't written back to Ron by Friday. But really," she was now adding 3 fried eggs to his plate, "flying an illegal car halfway across the country, anyone could have seen you." She flicked her wand casually at the dishes in the sink, which began to clean themselves, clinking gently in the background. "It was cloudy, Mum," said Fred. "You keep your mouth closed while you're eating," Mrs. Weasley snapped. "They were starving him, Mum," said George. "And you," said Mrs. Weasley. But it was with a slightly softened expression that she started cutting Harry bread and buttering it for him. At that moment, there was a diversion in the form of a small, red-headed figure in a long nightdress who appeared in the kitchen, gave a small squeal, and ran out again. "Ginny," said Ron in an undertone to Harry, "my sister. She's been talking about you all summer." "Yeah, she'll be wanting your autograph, Harry," Fred said with a grin, but he caught his mother's eye and bent his face over his plate without another word. Nothing more was said until all 4 plates were clean, which took a surprisingly short time.
"Blimey, I'm tired," yawned Fred, setting down his knife and fork at last. "I think I'll go to bed and..."
"You will not," snapped Mrs. Weasley. "It's your own fault you've been up all night. You're going to denome the garden for me. They're getting completely out of hand again." "Oh, Mum, and you too," she said, glaring at Ron and Fred. "You can go up to bed, dear," she added to Harry. "You didn't ask them to fly that wretched car." But Harry, who felt wide awake, said quickly, "I'll help Ron. I've never seen a denoming." "That's very sweet of you, dear, but it's dull work," said Mrs. Weasley. "Now let's see what Lockhart's got to say on the subject." And she pulled a heavy book from the stack on the mantel shelf. George groaned. "Mom, we know how to denome a garden,"